Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Let's get the very latest on this, or certainly response to it, reaction to it from the United States. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent. Simon, America all too aware that this is far from just a European problem. What's been said?
Yes, absolutely, Sheila. President Obama, of course, leading the response to this, and very shortly after it became apparent that this was a terror attack, calling it horrific, promising to provide France with whatever assistance it required in the investigation into the attack and the potential action to bring those responsible to justice. But, you know, to be honest, President Obama doesn't have a policy answer to this, and he is a man who has argued in the past that in some ways America is geographically protected by and large from this kind of violence because we're on this side of the Atlantic, so far away from the theatre of conflict in Iraq and Syria. And in other ways, the Obama administration cannot have been surprised by this because just hours before it took place, the FBI director, James Comey, was up on Capitol Hill testifying that he believed there was an exodus underway of Islamic State fighters from Iraq and Syria because the group has lost so much territory there as a result, he says, of US-led airstrikes. And he was warning of precisely this kind of attack. There was nothing to suggest that he had intelligence information advising him of the possibility of an imminent attack in France. But he was warning of the possibility of that exodus of fighters leading to renewed attempts. He called Islamic State desperate to find targets in other countries to attack as they lost ground in Iraq and Syria. And of course, we've also had extensive reaction from the presidential candidates. Donald Trump found his voice very fully last night, saying that all of this proved that America lacked any leadership and there needs to be a much tougher response. Suggestions that he would adopt a much more muscular approach to resolving all of this. And just take a listen to this. The words of one of Donald Trump's close advisors, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, a man who has been vetted by Donald Trump as a possible vice presidential candidate. This is what Newt Gingrich said on Fox News last night the United States should now do.
Test every person from here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens. Perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are.
So on the right, politically here, you've got leaders who definitely have found their voice and are articulating policies, even policies there from Newt Gingrich that clearly would be unconstitutional. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is saying all of this proves the need for what she refers to as an intelligence surge. But it's never immediately clear what she means by that. And if one could engage in an intelligence surge, why it hasn't been done already. So Hillary Clinton, I think, still floundering a little bit in her response to this compared to the very extreme but very clear approach being espoused by some senior conservative Republicans.
Simon Marks, thank you, LBC's US correspondent.